Faith is obedience to the Word of God. Faith is, even though I can't see it, yet I believe it. I know that it is the truth. My friend, if you want to have the blessings of God, we must come back to standing upon His Word and believing God by faith, not by sight, not by how I feel, not my emotions, but according to the Word of the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so excited today. The Lord is good, His Word is good, and God is moving, and I thank the Lord for it. We're so glad you can join us on Truth in Fact. We are in 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're dealing with the fact that God provided for Elijah and also for a widow woman in a time of a famine. And if God provided for them, my friend, God can provide for you. Maybe you're in a situation right now, and you wonder, how am I going to make it? I'll tell you how. God, He is able to help us. Elijah said this in verse 13, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. Notice he said first, not second, not third. It has to be first. God won't take the back seat to anyone, not even ourselves. God must always have preeminence. God must always be first. It's not what you want. It's not what you think. It must always be God first, as the scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, this removes self out of the way. When God is first, then there's no room for self. It eliminates self. There's no room for competition. It removes all other excuses out of the way. If she would have baked that bread for herself and her son first, then she would have missed the blessings of God. She would have missed the miracle. By not giving it to Elijah first, she would be taking matters into her own hands. She would have been putting God in the back seat. She would have been doing what she thought was best, not what God thought was best. But not only that, she would have lost her son. And how many of us miss out on God because we do what we think is best? Not only that, but because of choices we make, we put our children at risk. We jeopardize our children. In other words, they suffer because of our lack of obedience to God. They suffer spiritually because of choices we make. And there's no telling how many children grow up not serving God because one or both of the parents refuse to live for God themselves. It may or may not happen, but I do not want to take the chance of losing my children to the devil because I refuse to live for God. Elijah gave her a promise by saying, "For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, till the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." Now, before we run away with this, let's take this seriously. What would you do? Because there's that part of us that would be willing to give, but yet we also want to hold some back just in case. And sometimes, when we're put to the test, we have a tendency to question some things. We ask the question, did I really hear from God? Is this really God, or did I just make this up? Is this God, or is this just the devil trying to trick me? See, Elijah told her what to do, and she thought, wait a minute, I only have a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, and that's it. After this, we die. After this, it's over. You see, she's trying to reason this whole thing out. But we find out that she obeys the Word of God anyway. The Bible says she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. Listen, my friend, this is faith in its purest sense. She acts in obedience according to the word given by this prophet. Understand, she didn't see anything. She doesn't see a bin full of flour and a vessel full of oil before she bakes the bread. Not at all. She's putting faith into action. As the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. She doesn't see it, but she hopes to see it. Her baking this last loaf of bread is equivalent to the widow woman who had two sons and the creditor is coming. And Elisha told her to collect the vessels that she could, pour the oil into them, and then sell the oil, pay off the creditors, live off the rest. The Bible says she poured it out. That's faith, because faith pours, it bakes, it believes, it holds on. Faith does something.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.